Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon de Business English, nous allons nous familiariser avec les formules ou phrases utilisées lors d'une première rencontre. Comment l'on se présente l'un à l'autre? Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? Vous allez entendre le verbe to come, venir. To come from, venir de quelque part. Les pronoms personnels I, je, et you, vous ou tu. Et les pronoms possessifs my, mon, et your, votre ou ton. Par exemple, my name is Michelle. Je m'appelle Michelle. Littéralement, mon nom est Michelle. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? I come from Washington. Je viens de Washington. Listen. Écoutez attentivement le dialogue qui suit dans le contexte d'une rencontre d'affaires, a business meeting. Business, meeting, un meeting, une rencontre. Kathy vient de New York et Max de San Francisco.
My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat. Répétez à haute voix.
I come from San Francisco.
Je viens de San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
Je viens de New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
Je viens de la Californie.
I come from California.
I come from the United States.
Je viens des États-Unis.
I come from the United States.
Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Répétez après moi. Where do you come from? I come from Dakar. Where do you come from? I come from Accra. Where do you come from? I come from Lagos. Where do you come from? I come from Abidjan. Where do you come from? I come from Libreville. Vous écoutez La Voix de l'Amérique, Business English, l'anglais commercial. Et en parlant de communication dans le monde des affaires, parlons d'un outil très utilisé, le téléphone. The telephone. Ou the phone. Ou bien encore the cell phone. Le téléphone cellulaire. Une phrase courante aux États-Unis, give me a call. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. I'll give you a call. Je vous donnerai un coup de fil ou je te donnerai un coup de fil. I will give you a call. A call, un coup de fil. Give us a call. Donnez-nous un coup de fil. Dans le dialogue qui suit, Kathy est au téléphone avec Wu Hongli, qui vient de la Chine. Elle lui explique qu'elle vient de New York et lui qu'il vient de Pékin. Vocabulaire, city, ville. What city? Quelle ville? From what city? De quelle ville? De quelle ville venez-vous? Il va lui demander, from what city?
Hello.
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 My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. Do you come from New York City?
I come from New York City. What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen and repeat. Écoutez et répétez.
New York City.
La ville de New York.
I come from New York City.
Je viens de la ville de New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu?
I come from California.
China.
La Chine.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Donnez votre réponse.
Where do you come from? I see.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Christopher est un touriste américain qui vient pour la première fois en Afrique. Il se rend au village de Bantuka. Accompagné de Badou, son hôte, il visite les lieux. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Badou est un guide touristique. 2. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Vous répondrez à 3 questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef du village selon Christopher? 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? 3. Comment sont les cases? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs aux animaux domestiques et au village. Vous entendrez aussi comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui fait l'action et comment faire la présentation. Nous allons écouter la conversation.
I love your village, Badou. These huts are so simple and wonderful. Who made them?
They were made by the villagers with their own hands and local tools.
All of them? Wow, that seems impossible.
Christopher, when you plan a big job in Bantuka, everybody comes to help. Do you see those wells? They were dug by the men in the village.
That's hard work. And the women?
They feed the hungry men. The best food is cooked by the women here. The younger women sing and dance to encourage people. And sometimes they work with the grandmothers to learn new things.
Wow, this village is well organized. Whose animals are these?
They are for the chief of the village. These animals are given to the chief by the villagers every year after the harvest. Families give him goats, cows, and donkeys.
He must be rolling in the money. I mean, he must be very rich.
Yeah, he's got 12 farms all to himself because he's got such a large family. See that group of kids over there? All 50 of them are his.
How can he remember all of their names?
The children were born to different mothers. So he makes a link between the names and their mother's names.
Wow, I guess I've got a lot to learn about village life.
Don't forget, you've been given a goat.
Am I getting rich?
Yeah, you're rolling in the goat.
Listen. Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Badou est un guide touristique. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef de village selon Christopher? Ses ânes, ses vaches et ses chèvres. 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? Elles cuisinent. 3. Comment sont les cases? Elles sont simples et formidables. Répétez ces mots et retenons leur traduction. Une chèvre, goat. Une vache, cow. Une case, a hut. Nous avons entendu les phrases suivantes.
They were made by the villagers. They were dug by the man in the village. The best food is cooked by the woman here.
Ces phrases sont à la voix passive. Nous avons utilisé la forme passive pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle, The war was won by the soldiers. The prize was given by the boss. Nous avons entendu Christopher et Badou présenter les choses. Nous l'avons entendu dire,
These huts are so simple and wonderful.
Nous pouvons présenter des choses, des animaux ou des personnes en utilisant des démonstratifs. Those, this, these ou that. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
Do you see those wells? This village is well organized. These animals are given to the chief. See that group of kids over there?
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. Cela nous a permis de réviser du vocabulaire relatif aux animaux domestiques. Vous avez aussi entendu comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action et entendu comment présenter, montrer des choses. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Au cours de la leçon suivante, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite une clinique pour personnes âgées, Old People. Il parle avec un des médecins. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à décrire quelqu'un, spécialement une personne âgée. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph.
Good afternoon. I'm Martin Lerner. Are you Dr. Haroon?
Yes. Hello. We've met.
Have we?
We met last year.
Where?
At the hospital. I worked at the hospital last year.
Do you work there now?
No, I work here at the clinic.
Who are your patients at the clinic?
Many are old people. Many are poor, too.
Do you like old people?
Yes, I do. They're interesting. I like children, too, but I learn many things from old people. Can you see that old man near the door?
Yes. He has an interesting face. How old is he?
He's about 80 years old.
He's handsome.
Yes, he is. He's strong, too. He's not sick. He broke his leg.
Is his leg broken now?
No, he broke it last year.
He looks like my grandfather. He's tall and straight. His hair is gray. His face is thin.
His leg is a problem. He can't move it very well. He's very slow. He can't walk very well. Do you see that woman near the window?
The one with white hair?
Many old people have white hair. The one in the blue dress.
Yes, I see her.
Écoutez encore une fois tous ces mots descriptifs. Vous allez entendre des adjectifs tels que old, vieux, poor, pauvre, sick, malade, young, jeune, handsome, beau, strong, fort, tall, grand, gray, gris, white, blanc, interesting, intéressant.
Sick people, young, young man, handsome, handsome man, strong, strong man, tall, tall man, gray, gray hair, white, white hair, interesting, interesting face, thin, thin face.
Pouvez-vous maintenant décrire une vieille femme? Pensez peut-être à votre mère ou à votre grand-mère. Des questions telles que Is she old? What color is her hair? Is her face thin or round? Son visage est-il maigre ou rond? Allez-y.
Is she young or old? What color is her hair? Is her face thin or round?
That woman has a pretty face.
Is she sick?
She's not sick now. She was sick. She's very weak.
She looks happy.
Yes, she's getting well, but she's not strong. She's a wonderful person.
May I talk to some people?
Yes, come with me. Good morning, Mrs. Ely.
Who is he?
This is Martin Lerner.
Is he a doctor?
No, he isn't. He's a reporter.
What does he want?
I want to ask some questions. May I?
Pardon?
May I ask some questions?
Why?
I want to ask about the people in this clinic.
They're old and sick.
Are they all sick?
No, they're all old.
Are you sick?
No, but I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm more than 70.
You look like my grandmother.
Do you like your grandmother?
Of course, I love my grandmother.
What does she look like?
She's beautiful. She's tall.
Does she have gray hair?
Her hair is brown.
My hair is gray. It was brown.
Mrs. Ely comes here with her brother.
You're not sick.
No, I'm not sick. I'm healthy and strong.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm going to see my patient.
Écoutez encore une fois les adjectifs que nous avons vus au cours de cette leçon.
Beautiful, beautiful grandmother. Healthy, healthy woman. Strong, strong woman. Nice, nice doctor. Kind, kind doctor. Helpful, helpful doctor. Smart, smart brother.
Pouvez-vous maintenant décrire une personne âgée que vous connaissez? Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner. It's me again. Me revoilà. It's me again. Vous venez d'entendre la 40e leçon de English USA. Bientôt, vous pourrez décrire aisément toute personne. Practice your English. Describe all your friends and your family members, as well as yourself. Until next time, goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me today my colleague
Roger Muntou
and our guest student from France,
Eva Pacanaro.
That's right. I like the Pacanaro.
I like that.
Pacanaro.
Thank you, Eva, for being with us. And we have a subject today that was proposed by our listener, who is also an English teacher in DRC. Jeff Pascal Ilunga.
Mm-hmm.
He asked if we could go over.
Ah, go over.
Which means revoir, mm-hmm. to go over.
So to go over means revoir.
There you go. Yeah. To okay. go
yeah.
over.
It means another verb, yeah.
Words that describe where we are in time. What do you think that means, Eva?
Can you repeat?
Words that describe where we are in time.
Tomorrow, mm-hmm. yesterday, yes.
okay.
last year.
That's
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And actually some adverbs also, which I had forgotten. Now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now.
Now.
Later.
Later, morning, afternoon. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have today,
mm-hmm.
yesterday,
tomorrow,
tomorrow,
very good,
now,
yeah. one month,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So,
1 month is good.
So if you're thinking of a month, we're going to warm up. Let's warm up, and we're going to really get into this time.
Sounds good.
Welcome to now and to today. And if we go back in time, what would that be, Eva?
In English course.
Okay, but you could say to yesterday. Welcome to yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, let's go back a little in time. Because we said now, mm-hmm. and we said today, yeah. So go a bit in the past, and what would that be?
5 minutes ago.
There we go.
Yes, 5 minutes ago is the past.
And
yeah.
what is that ago?
That's good.
What is the ago?
Yeah.
What is that? What is ago?
Right.
Why? What is this ago that you add when you're talking about the past?
Is the age of the time.
That's the past.
So actually, if we visualize
yeah.
it, talking about time in a linear fashion, I think. And so you always have something in front and something in behind. And
mm-hmm.
So we talked about the past saying last, like last year,
mm-hmm.
last week.
That's another way of saying a year ago.
Right.
You could say last year. So a year ago and last year, it's about the same thing.
Right.
Okay, but sorry, I forgot our guest. Okay. Well, Jeff, this lesson was designed with you in mind.
Do we
because
have Jeff?
Yes, she says we have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Excellent.
Okay, hi, madam.
Hi. Well, we got your email suggesting that we talk about time and days and lost and next. And so we're trying. We're trying to share this understanding together and with all of you. So, Jeff, maybe looking at the timeline of a week, can you give us an example of something that happened within the week, maybe in the past or in the future? Am I clear?
I can give an example. You think last week I was in the morning.
Yes. Yes. When you say morning, you're talking about
last week. Another example.
Yes.
Last week, my first daughter was died.
Yes, and you know we're very sorry that you actually have that example, but it's very real. It has happened to you, and for your example. So last week, Jeff Pascal lost his daughter. His daughter died. And we give our condolences to you, Jeff, all of us. And France, our producer as well, and Aiden, our engineer, and Dave Magnus. Thanks for sharing that, Pascal. Thank you. Our prayers are with you.
God bless you.
Yes. So are you... Do you want to give another example, maybe, of something in the future?
Okay. Next week, we start school.
Okay. Next week, they start school. Jeff, to remind all of us and our audience, Jeff is a teacher in DRC. So next week, you start school.
Okay. Yes. Okay. In secondary, school, we start school.
Secondary school, it's like high school.
Oh, secondary school. High school here in America.
I mean, next week, it means that next Monday, next week, we start studying.
You start studying, yes. All right.
Okay.
And we also have... All right. Pierrette, where are you?
I thought it was West.
I'm in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
You're right.
Okay.
It's east. You're right.
So she's in the northeast of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Pierrette, you can ask Jeff Pascal a question about this time, either about something during the month or during the week. Or during the day, something where you can show us the position in time. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Okay, Pascal, when did you do last week?
What did you do last week? This is your question, please.
Okay.
Yeah, you say, what did you do last week?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, last week, I washed my clothes. Last week, I went to the hospital visiting my friend.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Right.